Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, thanks for listening. We'll be on after the game Sunday night. You know, of course, yes, it's late, but not as late as last week. We got it. We're getting older, but it's not too late. We're fine.
No, we're good. We'll be there.
We'll be fine.
Not going to miss it. Wouldn't miss it. Can't miss it.
Exactly. Hate to miss it. Exactly. Agree all around. On the line is the host of BetQL Daily and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Joe Ostrowski. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Find out now if Joe was possibly listening earlier. We were talking about your Mike McCarthy comments.
Yes, I was. I appreciate the mention. Well, I was just going to say, I would have been wrong just like you guys. My guess was Jack Collinsworth was coming on the show later today. So I'm quite impressed with a Kurt Warner. That's quite the step up.
It'll do. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Well, like, what do you think about that? I mean, I totally hear you on McCarthy. I think Bulldog does too. Like, you know, what are you doing was what seemed like everybody's reaction to that when that happened. Like, why? Not that it was surprising either. But, you know, we do sort of, I think, end up in, I don't know, to use a cliche almost maybe, sort of a cocoon where we're all sort of finding our way to people who sort of agree with us on things. So somewhere, I'm only saying somewhere there's probably a world where everybody was like, why would you ever get rid of Mike McCarthy? All he does is, you know, go to the playoffs.
And then there's also the reality of the real world. We all have bosses, and you can have a plan. You can lay out all these great interviews and second interviews and be the most impressed by this person or that person, innovative thinker, offensive mind, great coaching staff. They have lined up to come in, and then if the big boss comes in at the last minute and says, no, this is going to sell. The Cowboys fan base wants someone that has accomplished something at this level. We can't go this route. And, okay, maybe McCarthy has its warts, but, you know, Kellen Moore is a really good offensive coordinator, so maybe we can go this route. He's going to be a head coach at some point, and maybe we're going to hand the reins over to him in a number of years. So maybe that's what's happened. I mean, we know where the power lies with Dallas. So that's a part of reality as well, but – yeah, maybe – I don't know if I went too far, but I definitely think no, you made this mistake. And I'm sure Cowboys fans don't want them to waste another year of Dak Prescott in his, I'll say, prime, because it was impressive what he was able to do off that gruesome injury. But, yeah, I mean, I just – maybe it's groupthink on us too, because we probably respect a lot of the same opinions. But I could not have find a soul that thought, okay – that's what the Cowboys needed. Now they're true Super Bowl contenders. When talking about them all season, it was, wasn't that the big concern of all the issues on the team? I like them. I like the talent, the offensive line. Defense won't stop creating takeaways, but Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, if you liked – I like the point about the coordinators. But if that was a big part of the selling point, that's probably going to change, right? Aren't they both pretty hot candidates to go take jobs elsewhere as head coaches. So then what do you do? Now you're stuck with Mike McCarthy, who can't tell time and also can't, like, apparently be counted on to get his team ready to play, which he's admitting freely, voluntarily, because he thinks it makes him look good somehow. I mean, maybe he's not smart, too, on top of all of it. What in the world?
Well, as Michael Lombardi put it earlier this week on his podcast, he's just walking up and down the sideline with his coat on like he's a beat cop. Like, what is he actually doing?
Right.
Is he doing any actual coaching? But, you know, I look at it from always the Bears' perspective, because they're on the hunt. And they're talking to everybody in the Bills organization, apparently. So I have some odds on that. It just changed, actually, which I find pretty interesting. But, yeah, like, looking for a head coach. I liked Kellen Moore. How do you sell that after that play call with 14 seconds left in the game? Can you sell him as the great offensive mind that is going to keep you as a Super Bowl contender over the next number of years? That's the other part. And you're right, Dan Quinn's interviewing everywhere. Maybe he is going to get another shot.
Ugh, it's just depressing, actually. It's just really depressing with how much good information there is. How any of these guys could ever get an interview is just... How? Why? But, you know, that's the original point.
Feel that way about Leslie Frazier?
I don't know. I respect what I know about Frazier, like, sort of professionally, and the numbers are excellent. But I told you before, I would never hire a defensive coach to be my head coach in this league. I mean, Sean McDermott has worked out. So, like, I'm not saying that was a mistake, but I just, like, I got Justin Fields, and I'm going to hire a defensive guy who's, you know, frankly, also on the older side. I don't think I would. Mm-hmm. I mean, no disrespect to Frazier meant at all, but I just would want – I like the San Francisco guy. That's my style. What is he, 30? McDaniel? That's appealing. Well
– Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. So let's get to this game. What do the numbers say to you? 1.5 and 53.5?
Yes, so the total has actually dropped a little bit, and that point spread dropped as well. It opened at Kansas City -2.5, and naturally, people that were thinking Bills, probably the first thought is, man, I would love to get that key number of 3. If I could get that +3, but everybody knew that was not going to 3. This is what the line is. This is what it was when they met in week 5. And it dropped. Why did it drop? Because the professionals are betting Buffalo money line. That's what they've been doing early on in the week. We know the public is going to wait a little bit, so maybe this number climbs a little bit. But, the sharp money is all in on Buffalo. That's why it dropped from 2.5 down to 1.5. Early on, the total went up a little bit to 54.5. I think it may have touched 55. But now we're back at the opener, 53.5, by far the highest total that we've seen in the week. Interesting note on the total. In the playoffs, when we see these high totals getting to that 54 mark, and I still think we'll close a little bit, unless weather's a factor, up at 54. But when it reaches that 54 mark, we have 9 times that's happened. The unders are 8-1, and those 8 times, the unders hit. It's hit by 2 touchdowns. The only over last year, Buffalo, KC, the total was 54.5, 62 points scored.
Okay. Those are championship games? Or did
playoff,
I get...
Playoffs.
Playoffs, okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well,
so interesting hearing that the sharps are on the money line on the Bills. Is it like, you know, we joke around a lot or not? It's not even that much joking, at least I think when it comes from Mike, about momentum. But like the form the Bills are in, that carries that much weight, you think? Or like, I know that's really what it's all about. But like, does that mean like smart pro bettors are thinking the Bills are just going to keep scoring touchdowns every time they get the ball?
Yeah. 7 touchdown drives. We're going to sign up for 6 for 6 on third down, 10 yards per play on first down.
Yep.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah, I'm sure there is a bit of a concern. Did they peak at all? Is that even repeatable? But do you need it to be repeatable? I think there are a few different factors. Now, if you look at a lot of different power rankings, most sports bettors have their own power rankings. they're high on the Bills. They've been high on the Bills throughout the entire season. So you look at week five, we know what happened then, and now we're coming off of last week against Bill Belichick. What else is there? Is there a question? And I'm sure you guys talked about it a lot this week. We don't expect another four turnover game on the Kansas City side, and it was probably a little bit closer than the final score would indicate. But just to see Josh Allen meet that moment, and we know that the Bills have been waiting for this time, and they've built this team to go up against the Chiefs, and how the pressure rate has increased, the highest pressure rate now in the NFL, and what Allen, of course, was able to do last week. I think you add all that up, and those are reasons that they're jumping in. Now, in most situations, I would say, okay, let's not overthink this. I've got Pat Mahomes, and we're at Arrowhead, and it's less than a field goal. You just take it. You just bet on Kansas City in that spot. But the Bills were so impressive that they've made me think about jumping on the Bills instead. You know, most people just look at Mahomes. It's under a field goal. You just take that number. That's happened four times this year when Kansas City's been favored by less than a field goal. They were favored in every game this year. The last three times that's been the case, they won. Chargers, Cowboys, Raiders, believe it or not, that first matchup was a very low point spread. And then we know the one loss.
Buffalo,
earlier
right.
This year, yep.
So comments and a question. My comment is that the game last year in the playoffs, I felt exactly this way. Like, it was, we weren't friends yet, but like, you're only, I loved the Bills in that game. And I felt like that was, I was being objective about it. I just loved them in that game on the 3 points or whatever that was, 3.5. But it was exactly that. It was, am I really just going to bet against Mahomes on a field goal? Like, am I really going to do that? So this is that again. The other thing is, I guess maybe it's just two comments. I'm sorry. But the other thing is, like, there isn't, you said it, Joe, like, there isn't that sort of question that's not been answered yet about the Bills at the Chiefs. That game in week five, oh, but can they win there? Yeah. How do they match up with Kansas City? Fine. You know, 38 points, and defensively they did a great job in that game. So you have evidence that they're quite able and would be up to this. You don't know if they're going to do it, but that game sort of, for the narrative world, there would be a lot more to talk about if the Bills did not have that night where you'd go, but Josh Allen on the road in the playoffs, but Arrowhead Stadium, et cetera. And that's kind of been answered already.
The numbers also back up the Mahomes point. Mahomes as a 3-point favorite or less happened 19 times in those games. Kansas City is 14-4-1 against the spread, covering 78% of the time. How much has the Chiefs defense improved from that game too? Like, three of the four matchups that we're going to see this weekend, they happened during the regular season, but the problem is they happened in September and October. How different are the situations here too? That's something we have to consider. Daniel Sorensen was a starter at that point, right? Now he's now he's a backup. They didn't have Chris Jones as well. And I'd say for the better part of the second half of the season, the Chiefs' pass defense much better than back in week five.
You know, one little thing here, like hearing our sports update to lead the show off today, Joe, that Clyde Edwards-Helaire practiced in full. And with how McKinnon looked in the game Sunday night against Pittsburgh, I find myself hoping that they play Helaire more than McKinnon, honestly. I don't know, be careful what you wish for, I guess, but I thought McKinnon looked like an upgrade.
Didn't he? I mean, he had some sizzle in that game, and the way they were using him. I feel like we go through this every year, and we never know the running back. The Chiefs, we're always wrong, right? The Chiefs running back for the postseason?
Yeah.
I totally hear you. Yeah, and Williams not practicing again. I don't even know if Andy Reid was going to go back to him if he was healthy because of the fumble, and then he wasn't out there the rest of the game. But, yeah, I don't think you'd want to face McKinnon in the impact that he was able to have in that one.
Do you have a couple of favorite prop bets here?
Oh, I like Singletary props. I think you have to, right? Like, that's always the big question mark. I'm you know, you guys talk about ad nauseum, I'm sure, in the fantasy world, but with the snap, just his flat-out
right.
usage.
Right.
That's been the question for years. Okay, which Bills running back is going to be? Who's getting the looks in the red zone or throughout the game between the 20s? And it's been all Singletary, and we saw that at the close of most of the games in the regular season, and then the snap count was 86%. So they don't have them posted everywhere, but that's where I'm going to be looking for Singletary props in this one.
How about the other games? You got a favorite bet of the other from the other games?
Yeah, let's go to the other AFC game. First one on Saturday, Tennessee-Cincinnati. Now, the Bengals got some good news today. Trey Hendrickson clears concussion protocol. My big issue with this one is how much can Joe Burrow really cover up? Because these are just the mismatches in the trenches, both sides of the ball, really rough for Cincinnati. Of course, they have a poor offensive line. They're going to do that when they decided Chase is our guy. They never address the offensive line, give up a ton of sacks more than any other team that's still alive in the playoffs. And Titans can get pressure. Their defense does not get a lot of credit, even though down the stretch they look pretty strong. Landry, 12 sacks this year. Autry with 9. Simmons with 8.5. So that mismatch of the Bengals' offensive line, and then their top run stuffer goes on the IR. But as I mentioned, Hendrickson, he looks to be back, so that's good for them. But here comes Derrick Henry. For the first time since week number 8, there's a lot of chatter about, no, it's not going to be any kind of a split workload here with Foreman. It's going to be mostly Henry, which would be absolutely fascinating to me. So if the Titans get up early, it makes sense that this line went from 2.5 to 3.5. Vrabel, extra rest, been superb. Vrabel teams with at least 8 days of rest, 8-0 straight up, 8-0 against the spread. They're averaging 30 points per game in those games and only giving up 11 points per game. I was not a big Titans fan throughout the season, but this specific spot is really setting up for Tennessee.
Yeah, well, I should have looked while we've been talking here. I've not seen it, and I'm trying to scramble and find it. Like, what's the number on Henry carries? Because or yeah. Even yards. Like, that might be pretty interesting. Pretty risky, I would think.
Yeah, I was looking for the same numbers today. Unfortunately, they have not posted them yet. Vrabel said he was going to give official word on Friday, so maybe we'll get those posted tomorrow. But unfortunately, those numbers are not up. I'm really curious about that as well. And you also have the coaching mismatch, Vrabel and Zach Taylor.
Interesting. Back full circle. Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, thank you. Any questions for us today?
No, just enjoy it. I hope next Thursday, that we're talking about the AFC Championship.
Same here. Thank you, Joe.
Well, either way, we will be, but let's hope we're talking about the Bills anyway, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah, maybe you won't be depressed, right?
Let's check in on the Sabres next week. All right, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.